Hello and welcome to the Trail and Adventure Motorbike Podcast with me, Clive Barber, and my good mate, Noel Tom. For the days when you can't ride your bike, there's always the Trail and Adventure Motorbike Podcast. Hey everybody, we're back. Sorry about the lack of podcasts recently. There's all sorts of things going on at home, and Noel is away riding in France on yet another trip that he didn't invite me to. This is a fairly short episode today. We're talking to our old friend Ian Galton from Trials Day, and he also represents the Yorkshire Enduro Club. We're going to be talking about UK rallying. Now, I've talked about rallying before. I've done a few there. Fantastic events, very enjoyable, not too competitive, very accessible no matter what kind of bike you ride, highly recommended. We're going to be talking specifically about the Rydale Rally, a really friendly event. You get to access and ride on land that you wouldn't do normally. I'm also thinking about getting a TAMP team together so you can enter these events as a team. You all get to ride around together and potentially socialise in the evening as well. So if it sounds like it's something you want to do, get your entry in. Get in touch, drop me a private message either on Facebook or our Instagram page, and see you there. Let's get on with it. I think our listeners, the type of people that listen to us, would really enjoy doing a rally, which is why I thought rather than just do a 3 minute sort of advert for it, we could actually record a fairly brief podcast about rallying anyway, specifically about the Rydale as well. Maybe offer people the chance of a meetup.
We hire a marquee for signing on in case it's raining. It's not enormous, but it's big enough that, say, if you did want to host a little meetup, you could use that.
Yeah, it'd be great. I mean, it all depends on the weather, doesn't it, really, and whether anybody's interested or not. So probably what I'll offer at partway through is I'll say to people, look, if anybody is interested in entering it, I'm going to be there, I'm going to be riding. So if you do want to meet up on the Saturday night, then private message me and we'll get something organised.
We provide food on Saturday night as well.
I have actually done the Rydale before.
Oh, have you? Oh, when was that?
Oh, it was a long time ago.
Where was the start finish when you did it?
Oh, I've no idea. Can't remember. I have to check whether the Rydale's in Wales or somewhere else. That's my kind of memory problem. Because there used to be a few of them, didn't I? I've done the Kielder, I've done the Rydale, and I'm not sure, I can't remember if it's the Beacons, the Hafren or the Cambrian. I've definitely done a few in Wales as well.
There's the Brechfa, although that's not running this year. It changes over the years depending on, you know, the clubs that organise it and access and all sorts of things like that. The past few years, the core rallies and part of the British Bike Championship have been the Rydale, the Circuit of Man on the Isle of Man, the Brechfa and the Beacons in Wales.
It's like all of these things, it takes somebody keen to organise them, doesn't it, and make it all happen.
Oh, indeed, and we didn't run last year, run the year before that, didn't run. I mean, so it varies really depending on a number of things, such as access, entry and interest. Obviously, COVID had a big effect on things. Because we didn't run last year, we're hoping that we'll have a good entry this year, just because, you know, the Rydale's got a good reputation as an event, and we do put a lot of effort into trying to make it a good ride. We've got the usual course this year with a few variations to make it interesting for the regulars. But yes, we're hoping that this year's going to be a good one.
I'm delighted to welcome an old friend now. Been trained by Ian several times to ride a trials bike, but also Ian is part of the Yorkshire Enduro Club.
Uh-huh.
The Yorkshire Enduro Club is the club that organises the Rydale Rally. I have done, even Noel has done some rallies in the past, or Noel's done one, I've done several, but they're really enjoyable. And I think it's something that the audience of this podcast would potentially really enjoy as well. So I'm going to have a quick chat with Ian. And we're going to talk through what a rally is, specifically about the Rydale Rally. Hopefully it's something that you guys will be interested in. They're great events. They're not massively competitive. They're a lot of fun. It's a good weekend ride in places you wouldn't normally get to. So, Ian, tell us what a UK rally is.
That was almost a perfect summary, Clive. The rally scene is distinct from the enduro scene in as much as it is more like a trail ride than an actual competitive event. I mean, the Rydale is probably one of England's biggest off-road events still. The entry, we have up to 180 in the entry. That's the maximum we're allowed, and we sort of normally get approaching that number. But the lap itself on the first day is about a 45-mile lap. The rallies were always intended to have longer laps than enduros or Hound, certainly, and it's one of the few that's got a proper long lap left. The going is a lot easier than an enduro. It's a mixture of fire roads, forest tracks, green rides, with some proper off-road thrown in to keep things interesting. Nothing too technical, but some proper off-road in there as well. And as you say, the competitive element on each lap, there'll be a special test. That's where there's a section which is between, say, 3 and 5 miles long, where you can go against the clock, and that's the bit that determines who gets the gets on the podium. The rest of the event is a ride, really. And at the Ridedale, you get to ride through parts of the countryside that, no in a million years can you ride legally, because we use Wycombe, Dalby and Langdale forests in North Yorkshire, which are all within the North Yorkmost National Park. So the scenery is spectacular, and the going is, it's interesting, but it's geared towards rally bikes and the rally scene. And we do get a nice variety of people enter. So, people do enter on enduro bikes, but I was checking the entry earlier on, and we've got everything from some gentlemen on 990 Adventures and somebody on a 125 Husqvarna. So you can do it on pretty much any type of off-road bike, and it's aimed at being an accessible event for as many people as possible.
And there are different classifications, aren't they, for the sort of the competitive bit? There's three different enduro classes, depending on the size of the bike.
Oh, indeed. And, the classifications are on the entry form on the website. And the idea is that you can enter according to a different classification, but you can also enter as a team. And as a team, you can ride together. So we do quite a few team entries, and there's a facility to say which team you're in when you do enter, because obviously it's nice to ride with your mates.
Oh. TAM podcast team.
That would be excellent.
So the trail bike classes, again, it's based on the size of your bike. So there's up to 575cc, over 575cc, multi-cylinder. And I think some of the nicest bikes that might be there are the Vindura, the vintage enduro bikes. And I think that's pre-86 or something like that, isn't it?
We've got a new entry system this year, which is actually a really good one. When you've entered, you can actually see a list of the competitors as well and what machinery they're riding, what the different teams are. So as I said, I was checking it earlier on, and the entry is building quite nicely. We've got quite a few teams going, but we have got that wide variety of bikes. And as you say, sometimes some of the classic machinery that people turn up on is just lovely bikes. But we've also had the team one year do it on three ex-Italian post office postal bikes.
Awesome.
The course is mostly fire road and track. There is a couple of actual road sections on it. We're on a little back road between the forest as a liaison section. But we went out for the reconnaissance trip recently, and one of our club members, who's 69, got round it on a 650 SWM. So that shows you that the lap is manageable on pretty much anything, really. The key things I would say is, as well as a degree of off-road ability, is to have decent tyres. That's the bit which has let people down in the past when they've done something on a tyre. So if you've got decent tyres, usually at this time of year, at the time of year we're on the event, it's nice and dry. And in fact, one year we had fire risks, so we had to carry fire extinguishers with the marshals. But generally, if it's a bit wet or it's a bit muddy in places, because it is North Yorkshire, proper tyres is the kind of main thing that you benefit from.
Yeah, the Ridedale's actually taking place on the 10th and the 11th of August this year. It's funny you mentioned tyres. One of the rallies I went to, I remember it. I think I may have told the story before on the podcast. I saw a guy who was on a GS, and he had his road tyres on, and he actually fell off in the car park twice before he actually got, or in the field, which was the car park, twice before he actually got to the start line. But fair play to him, he actually managed to complete a lap. On Saturday and Sunday, it's not just one 45-mile loop. Do you do two or three on Saturday and two on Sunday?
We try and vary it. So on the Saturday, you'll do three 45-mile laps with a brief liaison section at the start, from the start-finish to get to the forests. On Sunday, we run through to Langdale Forest, the furthest forest, and you'll do three or four laps of that depending on conditions. And we'll put a longer lap into that particular forest. And also the course will run the opposite direction on the second day. Try and keep it nice and varied and nice and different. And obviously the course feels quite differently if you run it in the different direction as well. So you'll cover a good 250 miles over the course of the weekend. We also will transport petrol to the main checkpoint. So for those on smaller bikes that wouldn't cover a full day's mileage, we have the facility to take a petrol can out to the main checkpoint, so that people can refuel on each lap if needs be and have enough fuel to get back as well. So we manage that for people.
How do we follow the 45-mile route through the forest, Ian? It's not roadbook, is it?
No, it's not roadbook. The entire route will be arrowed. So there'll be orange arrows on the first day showing you the route. We pride ourselves on the quality of our marking. We get feedback that we're one of the better events for the marking. That takes you all the way around the lap and all the way back again. And we explain the marking at the start of the event in the rider's briefing, so it's very clear to follow. And on the second day, on the Sunday, you use green arrows. So there's no possibility of getting the two routes confused, because, as I said, you're riding a different route on the Sunday compared to the Saturday. But yes, it's very clear where to go, and we very rarely have any problems at all with people not being able to follow the arrows.
Camping is included in the entry. There's a field that everybody camps in. And I think you feed everybody as well, don't you, as you've just said?
Yeah, the start finish is just off the main Pickering to Scarborough Road at a place called the Yorkshire Water Park. We have a large field there in which we have the start finish and also people can camp there. It's slightly smaller this year than previous years, but we should have enough room for all the people that want to camp there. It might be a little bit more snug. And that's where signing on will be, where the park fermi will be. And also we provide food. So there'll be a catering facility there, and included in the entry is a meal on the Saturday night for everyone. So you can get up in the morning, have your bacon sandwich, but then on the Saturday night you get to get something to eat courtesy of us.
So the entry fee is £190, and if you need a racing licence, that's an additional £20 for a one-day licence as well.
We reluctantly had to put it up this year for the first time in a long time because we've had to buy enhanced insurance just because the ACU is recommending this. The benefit is that as a competitor, you're insured by the ACU and the coverage is better with the enhanced insurance, but it just means we've had, unfortunately, had to put the price up a little bit. But we still think it's pretty good value for what you get for it.
Coming back to the tyres, you mentioned getting proper tyres, and by that we mean knobbly tyres, don't we? I mean, I'm a great believer in a knobbly tyre. I don't really believe in 50-50 tyres. And certainly when you get off the fire tracks, you probably are going to need a knobblier tyre, right? Do they have to be road legal, FAM legal?
We have to abide by the ACU rally regulations, which requires the bike to be road legal and to have FAM marked tyres as well. So in the regs, which you get as part of the entry system, it specifies what you can and can't use. If you have any questions, there's a phone number for you to call us. You can check it out with us. But because you're running on public rights of way, and there are some road sections as liaison sections, the bike has to be fully road legal, you know, insured, MOT'd, etc. The best way to enter and to find out more information is via the Yorkshire Enduro Club Facebook page. So if you search for Yorkshire Enduro Club on Google, the first or one of the first entries that comes up is the YEC Facebook page. You don't have to have a Facebook account to access it, but if you click on that, it'll show you the Facebook page on which there's the link to the entry. I can also post on the TAM podcast Facebook page, put the link in on there to the entry system. And when you open the entry system, it gives you the full regulations, all the rules and regulations about the event itself and the specifications for machines, the classes, the categories, etc. And then there's an online form to enter where you can fill in all your details and put the entry in that way. So once you've done that, you can also see all the participants. So you can see that your entry is there, see who else is riding, what are the machineries people are going to be on, everything. So the entry system this year, we're actually quite pleased with because it's the first time we've used it.
The way the time card piece works, if I'm correct from memory, you have a start minute and then you have a specific time that you have to get to the start of the timed section.
I mean, it's not a time card enduro where you have to religiously stick to the times on your card. You'll have a start time and a time through each of the checkpoints, of which there'll be, you know, two per lap, just to keep the field spread out, really, and to keep everything nice and running. But it's not the case that if you're late, you have to carry that lateness with you like an enduro. It's just so we know where everybody is and we can also monitor people. So if you're really, really late, we might recommend that you don't continue and we'll take you back by the simpler route to start finish. But it's just to keep the field nicely spread out. So it's not like a time card enduro where you have to do a lot of mental arithmetic and keep your time. You'll have a start time and then a start time from the checkpoint. And that just keeps you knowing where you are. So you might have a little while to wait at a checkpoint if you get there early, but that's fine. You'll be in the middle of the countryside. It'll be spectacular and you can just enjoy the scenery for 10, 15 minutes.
That said, it's not a complete walk in the park. It's still quite a challenge doing that kind of distance within the time limits. You're doing 3 times 45, what's that, 135 miles in a day.
Plus about a 7 or 8 mile liaison section at the start and end to get to and from the main checkpoint.
These are really good, fun events. They're very friendly. Nobody takes them, well, some people do take them a little bit too seriously. Nobody's going to be shouting at you to get out of the way or anything like that. It's all pretty, in my experience, they're all pretty friendly, nice events. It's good fun on the Saturday night. And we are going to put together a TAM podcast team.
Excellent.
So I am almost certainly going to be there. I'm not so sure about Noel. If anybody fancies it, please get in touch and we'll try and put a team together if there's not too many people. And I'm also thinking about organising kind of a social event, unofficial social event on the Saturday night so we can all get together, eat our free food together and maybe drink a beer or two or maybe just some fizzy water because we'll be knackered probably. So if you are interested in it, get your entry in and give me a shout, send me a private message. We can have some fun.
Excellent. We very much look forward to seeing you up there.
So, how does that sound? Hopefully it's something you're up for. As I say, give me a shout if you've entered on either our Facebook page, drop me a private message on Facebook or on Instagram. Right, we've got another episode in the bag to edit and got a few more people lined up, so we should be a little bit more regular in the next few weeks. All right, see you next time. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate your support. Don't forget you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. And if you really appreciate what we do, you could consider supporting us on Patreon or buy us a coffee. Links are available on our website, which is tampodcast.com, tampodcast.com, where we also have a limited selection of branded stuff. But either way, please keep listening and spreading the word. See you next time.